Exercise 8, page 39. 1. Rupert.
I couldn't believe it, really. I left my hometown after college, and I've lived abroad ever since. Of course, I lost contact with all my own schoolmates. You know, I've been so busy working, and time goes by so quickly, that I never found the time to go back. Then one day, one of my colleagues suggested I sign up for one of these social networking sites. I never imagined the rest. Suddenly, I was getting messages from these guys I went to school with 30 years ago. I couldn't believe they even remembered me, not to mention searched for me online.
2. Judith.
In the beginning, I found it really hard to do. It seemed like my fingers were huge or something, and it really annoyed me. After a while, though, I kind of got the hang of it, and I came to really enjoy it, because it allowed me to be in constant touch with my friends. Before I knew it, I was sending up to 100 or more a day, mostly gossip, to be honest. And in the end, it was like I just had to share everything that went through my mind. I used to wake up in the middle of the night wanting to text people. People started getting annoyed with me, so I had to do something. I guess I understood that I needed help.
3. Jenna.
Well, I have to admit that I spend a few hours a day using one of my many gadgets. During the day, I mostly use my smartphone. It's got everything: music, video, internet, email, and even GPS. I use the GPS a lot when I'm out. When I get home, I usually switch on my laptop to listen to music, but I'm not always glued to the screen. I check my emails every now and again, and I might chat online for a while or watch some music videos. So I suppose you could say I am a screenager if you like, but for me, that's pretty normal for my age.
4. Samuel.
I'm not going to lie. I have chatted in the past, but only to see what it was all about. When I'm online, I'm usually surfing, you know, just checking out sites and reading stuff. I like reading up on history and I love reading travel blogs, but I'm definitely not keen on all those gossip or networking sites. If I need to get in touch with a friend, I usually send them a text. Yeah, I'd say I'm more of a text person, and even then, only when I need to.
5. Hannah.
I don't understand why everyone is making such a fuss. I mean, everyone should choose what they want to do in their own free time. And I don't see where the problem is if I don't like going out. Besides, lots of kids like to spend time in their bedroom. And it's not like I'm doing anything wrong. I mean, I do my homework and I don't have any problems at school. So where's the problem, even if I spend all night online? I wish people would just leave me alone. I don't need them telling me how I should live my life.